Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Michael, what is IFAC's, I suppose, problem with government budgetary policy?
Well, I mean, the flip side of being hugely supportive of the economy in tougher times, as the government rightly was during COVID, is that they have to add less to demand in the good times. And the Irish economy is actually performing very well. It's operating at or above its potential. Thankfully, inflation is coming down, but domestically generated inflation remains high. And so the risk is that if a loose budgetary policy will exacerbate and prolong the higher inflation. So the argument is that choices have to be made. You can't do everything now. You have to sort of make some of these tough choices.
Okay. And the choices that you feel are going wrong specifically, what would they be?
Well, it's not for us to say what their priorities should be, but the idea, you know, if a government has a priority of spending more or supporting certain sections of the economy in a greater way, they can do that under their own rules. Their own rules are what are called net rules. So if they raise some taxes in one part of the economy, they can give more to those on low incomes or to sectors that they feel, you know, still need support. That's a choice for the elected government, but that's a choice that they have to make.
Okay.
By failing to make those choices, They risk sort of these challenges to the economy.
They are in breach of their own spending rules, and they've been in breach of their own spending rules, I think, every year since they brought those spending rules in. But can I just tell you, in response to what you have said, we have a statement from Minister for Finance Michael McGrath, who has strongly defended the government's record in managing the public finances. And he has said, we've delivered a cumulative budget surplus of just under 17 billion over the last 2 years, with a further surplus of 8.5 billion forecast for this year. That's one of the best performances of any EU country. Ireland's public debt is down by 16 billion from its peak, and we have built up substantial cash reserves to the NTMA. In addition, 6 billion has been put aside in a national reserve fund and the two new long-term savings funds. Ireland has enjoyed several upgrades by debt rating agencies. This has been achieved at the same time as delivering substantial cost of living measures. All this points to a steady and prudent approach to managing the public finances. There's nothing factually incorrect in what the minister is saying. So is that one way of viewing it, which is different to yours, or do you take on board what he is saying?
No. So look, Ireland's in an envious position, certainly relative to our European neighbours and colleagues. But let me just add a little bit of context to those statements. The surplus that is being referred to includes what both the Department of Finance and ourselves and anyone else observing the Irish economy acknowledges is excess corporation tax that has literally nothing to do with the performance of the domestic economy.
True.
This is incredibly concentrated in a small number of firms. 43% of our corporate tax was in 2022 was paid for by just three firms. Our income tax is incredibly concentrated. The highest 20% of earners pay 80% of the income tax revenue. Those high earners work in the same sectors in many cases as those firms that pay most of the corporate tax. We are at risk of, and we're not claiming this is going to happen next week, next year, whatever, but the risk is there that with that level of concentration, we can go from what looks like an incredibly rosy position to a very difficult one. And we welcome the government's...
And you know, both ministers McGrath and Donoghue have said that they recognise that we are vulnerable on that front, that our corporation tax is concentrated among a small number of firms, and that we are heavily dependent on foreign direct investment, and tech and pharma are massively important. And as you say, the income tax too. But nonetheless, we still have that money at the moment, and it would be sort of an artificial thing and maybe even not a sensible thing to not do something with that money, surely. What would IFAC suggest that we should do differently? Well, just save more of it, is it?
Exactly. So we have set up the Future Ireland Fund. This is something we called for, and we welcome the government doing that in the last budget. But if we look to next year, 2025, the plan in the stability program update is to save around half of the excess corporate tax. So this is the stuff we know is not related to the domestic economy. They could be a lot more ambitious with that. We have huge challenges coming just beyond the horizon of their forecast. We have climate transition costs that are going to mount very quickly over the next decade. We also have an aging population that is going to be a significant fiscal challenge. Even if they were more ambitious, there is still going to be big decisions for future governments to make. But taking more action today will make, you know, life much easier for future governments in terms of adjustment.
Rainy day funds it is. Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Michael McMahon, Acting Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.